Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Historically, Germany's relationship with Russia has been an odd one, from quote-unquote friendship and collaboration to financial dependence, even military collaboration, reliance, but also to hostility and to war. Now, today it's no different. Germany's current appeasement strategy is based in part on economic dependency from Russia. Nothing can show this more clearly than Germany's conduct in the present conflict with Ukraine. I'd like to read to you from an article by Thomson Reuters, dated January 14. U.S. officials have spent weeks trying to ensure Europe would match Washington's planned sanctions response, but no clear agreement has been reached on what specific sanctions will be leveled. While the European Union imposed sanctions on Russia when it annexed Ukraine's Crimea in 2014, the bloc has shown divisions over how to deal with Moscow, which accounts for one-third of EU gas imports. The United States said Moscow's behavior towards Ukraine will play a crucial role in the fate of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, meant to transport natural gas from Russia to Germany. But Germany warned against drawing a link between the pipeline and the Russian tensions. Of course, Germany being dependent on Russia doesn't want to jeopardize its lucrative Nord Stream 2 pipeline deal. Now on Thursday, today, the United States announced that if Russia was to invade Ukraine, the pipeline would be stopped, and that they are working with Germany on that. Now, Germany has in no way confirmed that, and it's highly doubtful that they would agree to such an outcome. The Daily Mail wrote on January 19. At the heart of the dispute is Nord Stream 2, Russia's new gas pipeline running from Russia to Europe across the Baltic Sea, built, filled with gas, but not yet approved for operation. If and when it is switched on, the pipeline will prove vital for German industry and heating the country's homes. Poles and Lithuanians still remember how their ancient independence was signed away by Germans, Austrians, and Russians as far back as the 18th century. We in Western Europe should not forget how Britain and Moscow have benefited from collecting at our, that is, the British expense, they said. Siemens, Mercedes, along with a host of other big German companies, also profit from exports to the Russian market. And this winter's fuel crisis has exposed how dangerously dependent Germany already is on Russian gas. Europe is once again being rocked by soaring inflation and now haunted by the prospect of a new German-Russian axis. You will remember that one prior to World War II. The Guardian wrote on January 23. Behind the repeated assertions of unity, it is no secret that Western allies are divided on how to respond to further Russian military aggression. Joe Biden's comments that NATO allies would be having to fight about what to do and not to do in the event of a minor incursion of Ukraine, comments that the White House subsequently rolled back on, were seen as undiplomatic rather than untrue in Brussels. In the EU, where sanctions have to be agreed by unanimity, differences are emerging. Germany's foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, has expressed doubts about cutting off Russian banks from the SWIFT global payments system, one option under discussion. Now, the current German economics minister, Robert Habeck, whose ministry is responsible for sanctions, is also opposed to cutting off Russian access to the SWIFT payments system. Ukraine's foreign minister accused Germany over the weekend of not showing enough support for his country. Writing on Twitter, he expressed disappointment about Germany's apparent hesitations on SWIFT, refusal to supply offensive weapons, as well as recent comments from the head of the German Navy, who said Ukraine would never get Crimea back. Now, he later had to resign over those comments. Now, when it comes to SWIFT, how do we have to understand that? CNN explained it on January 26. U.S. lawmakers have suggested that Russia could be removed from SWIFT, a high-security network and a global banking system that connects over 11,000 financial institutions around the world. Removing Russia from SWIFT would make it nearly impossible for financial institutions to send money in or out of the country. Senior Russian lawmakers have responded by saying that shipments of oil, gas, and metals to Europe would stop if that happened. The United States and Germany have the most to lose if Russia is disconnected, because their banks are the most frequent SWIFT users to communicate with Russian banks. And so the answer should be obvious. Russia is not going to be disconnected from SWIFT. It's not going to happen. Deutsche Welle wrote on January 19, Germany has declined to join allies such as the United States and the UK in shipping weapons to Ukraine. Germany's foreign minister, the Greens, Annalena Baerbock, has made expressions of solidarity with Ukrainians, but rejected its latest request for weapons deliveries. She said, we are not sending weapons into dangerous countries, which is a joke, because listen to this, according to the article by Deutsche Welle. Germany remains one of the world's top arm producers and exporters, with sales increasing 21% from 2016 to 2020. Its largest customers were South Korea, Algeria, and Egypt. Ukrainian officials were most recently asking for warships and air defense systems. Germany's responsibility should apply to the Ukrainian people, who lost at least 8 million lives during the Nazi occupation of Ukraine, Ukrainian's ambassador to Germany has said. And so now Germany wants to send 5,000 helmets to Ukraine, but Ukraine had asked for 100,000 helmets. And so their response was, that's a joke. And Poland wondered out loud whether Germany was supporting the wrong side. Now, Germany not only refuses to send weapons to Ukraine, but also prohibits other European countries which have bought weapons from Germany to send their weapons to Ukraine. The Guardian wrote on January 26, Germany and to a lesser extent France are in danger of dividing from the US and the UK. In Britain, the Foreign Secretary Liz Truss has been openly critical of Germany for leaving itself so dependent on Russia for energy, and Berlin's recent refusal to allow Estonia to send German-manufactured arms to Ukraine. In the US, the German question is increasingly riling Republicans, leading to commentary in the Wall Street Journal with a headline, Is Germany a Reliable American Ally? Nine. In the wake of Russia's intervention in Georgia in the summer of 2008, the then German Social Democrat Foreign Minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, who is now the German president, warned Europe against sanctions that he said would shut doors to rooms it wanted to enter later. Steinmeier went to Moscow and proposed an economic partnership with Russia within a week of the invasion. The chief executive of Siemens was in Moscow. The Willy Brandt Ostpolitik of trying to appease Russia remains the dominant thinking inside the SPD, the article wrote. So notwithstanding some quote-unquote lip services to the contrary, Germany's new chancellor, Olaf Scholz, of course of the Social Party of Germany, SPD, he seems to be following the official party line of not willing to antagonize Russia in any way. So no matter what politicians are trying to do, the Bible makes it very clear that Ukraine will be part of Russia. They will collaborate. They will work together against Europe, against Germany. So all that appeasement politics by Germany will backfire. Remember World War II, the situation originally was that Ukraine and Germany fought together against Russia. But Ukraine became very disappointed by Hitler and Nazi Germany, and then they switched sides and supported Russia against Germany. Who knows, something like that could happen again. It may not even require an invasion of Russia, but the Bible is very clear. They will be together. Now, most people have no idea where in the Bible this is being explained. And even if they were to understand, they wouldn't believe it. But you see, you can understand. We have prepared several free booklets going into that very issue. One is Biblical Prophecy, From Now Until Forever. The other one is the 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire, all explaining what is going to happen when it comes to Russia, when it comes to Europe, when it comes to Ukraine, when it comes to Belarus and other countries. We also have a free article titled, What Does the Bible Say About the Prophetic Relationship Between Russia, Ukraine, and Continental Europe? You can have a free copy of that article as well. There will be devastating consequences for an ill-conceived politic, which at this point is being used by Germany as it has been using it in the past. And you know what happened in the past? Something very similar will happen in the not too distant future. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.